This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Another day of demonstrations in Hong Kong today. School teachers marched in support of pro-democracy activists who have been staging protests for almost 3 months. Across Victoria Harbor, a pro-government rally called for an end to the often violent protests. More anti-government marches are scheduled through the weekend in China's semi-autonomous territory. Last weekend's demonstration at Hong Kong Airport continued for days, shutting down one of the world's busiest air travel hubs, sparking clashes between activists and riot police. This all began as a peaceful effort to stop an extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects in Hong Kong to face trial in mainland China. But in recent weeks, there has often been violence. India has begun restoring telephone service in Kashmir. The Indian-controlled Muslim section of the disputed Himalayan region has been under lockdown since early this month, when New Delhi deployed tens of thousands of additional troops to Kashmir, as it cut off landlines, mobile phones, and the internet, and stripped the Muslim majority of its autonomy. The UN Security Council has held a private meeting to discuss India's decision to revoke Kashmir's special status, which has escalated tensions with rival Pakistan. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the United Nations.
After appeals from Pakistan, Permanent Council member China requested the meeting. Beijing's new UN envoy, Zhang Jun, said afterwards that India's decision has changed the status quo in Kashmir and caused tensions in the region.
China is deeply concerned about the current situation and opposes any unilateral action that complicates the situation.
Kashmir has been a regional flashpoint for decades. Nuclear powers India and Pakistan have fought several wars over the disputed territory since they both gained independence from Britain in 1947. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
From Washington, this is VOA News. A week after the fact, it is now official. Jailed American billionaire Jeffrey Epstein died of suicide. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The 66-year-old financier accused of sex trafficking was found dead in his New York jail cell last Saturday. Now the medical examiner's office has released a statement saying the autopsy and other evidence confirmed Epstein hanged himself at the federal jail. He had been placed on a suicide watch last month after he was found on his cell floor with bruising on his neck, but that watch had been lifted. The attorney general says Epstein's death remains under investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of international travelers at U.S. airports were hit by a nationwide computer outage of border processing systems Friday. It lasted several hours. There was no indication the disruption was a malicious event. Michael Lillard is a spokesman for the Washington Airports Authority.
The computer system that Customs and Border Protection uses to admit international travelers into the country had an issue, and that affected their ability to process passengers at Dulles International Airport, as well as several others around the country.
On an average day, Customs and Border Protection processes more than 350,000 air passengers. A World Wildlife Conference is underway in Geneva. Among the controversial issues on the agenda, the illegal trade of endangered species and strengthening the rules for fisheries, timber, and exotic pets. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The 183 parties to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, or CITES, is hosting this extravaganza. CITES sets the rules for international trade in wild animals and plants. Governments interested in changing the levels of protection that CITES provides have submitted 56 new proposals for discussion. These, says CITES, range from proposals to ensure trade in at-risk species remains sustainable to calls for a ban on trade in species threatened by extinction. One of the hot-button issues on the agenda is that of the conservation of African elephants.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. The new top-ranking U.S. intelligence official is promising that America's intelligence agencies will be undeterred in their work. A day earlier, his predecessor Daniel Coats and his top deputy were ushered out of government. Coats and his second, Sue Gorton, had resigned. Acting Director Joseph McGuire said he is focused on leading the intelligence community and providing critical information in support of the nation's security. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
The Voice of America. One. It's today.